Nathan Hobson, Oriens on.
Was very unlucky last start at Horsham. Hopefully he runs really well.
What's our best today?
Orizet can win today. He'll be in the mix.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
It's Wasabi, Gorokin Express and Oriens. They drive to the line. Oriens.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Hobbo, our man Hobbo got it done yesterday for us.
That means our promo's changed.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know anything about racing.
Well, we've got it on file just in case, but Hobbo got
the job. I don't know if you know anything about racing.
Well, clearly we don't, but we're here anyway. 4:40, we got the early mail. Started at 3:10,
I think it did. No, so. I think it was even shorter than that. I reckon it got into 2:70.
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, well, that's a great result for the punters yesterday. Well done, Hobbo. Great to have you with us. It is Bendigo Cup Day today.
It is Nursery of Champions Day, and Bernard Hopkins, it's his big day as well, and he's got a perfect day weather-wise. Good morning, Bernard.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Well, you've got no excuses today because you had the perfect preparation for a perfect day.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, 27 degrees up here today, so it's going to be a warm one, and it's a beautiful morning here this morning. So.
Excellent. So what have we got track-wise?
We've got a good four with a penetrometer of 5.45. And the rail's back in the true position from that 9 metre position where we raced on Caulfield Cup Day.
All right, so 5.45 with the weather the way it is, do you think it will improve significantly or do you think it'll sort of stay in that range for the day?
Look, I put 10 millimetres of irrigation on yesterday in preparation for this hot day and the wind's going to get up too. So it's got plenty of moisture in at the moment. It's definitely on the, you know, on the five side of a good four sort of thing. And I think it'll hold in that four range for the first part of the day anyway.
All right. Well, very good. We'll stay in touch on RSN throughout the course of the day. Thanks for your time.
No worries. See you later.
Good stuff, Bernard Hopkins there. Beautiful track for Bendigo Cup Day. I reckon Johnny Sadler's pretty happy about that. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Johnny.
Daniel and Adam, good morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. Now, you were going to have two today. Now you've just got the one because Oriental Legend in race one's been scratched. What's happened?
Yeah, he was... Look, he just had a white cell count that was just outside the perimeters, so decided not to risk him. We really like the horse for the future, so not that you should ever risk them. So you get blood counts to see if everything's right, so I've got to take notice of them.
Fair enough. That leaves you with race three, number four, South Parades, in a small field of six, and is up against $1.85 pop. But first up today, had a really good end to its last preparation. What can we do today, Johnny?
Yeah, he put three together, Daniel. He was so it was a good prep last prep. He's been very slow to come to hand. I would suggest that he would need today's run, if not another, before he comes gets to his top.
Righto. So would you suggest an investment on South Parade, or would you just save a dollar for another day?
No, just watch him go round today.
Right. Is there anything else on the books at the moment, Johnny?
All good, yeah. Tough time of the year, but all good. Got a couple of nice runners through the carnival, so let's hope we can snag one, guys.
We'll certainly be watching and cheering for you, mate. Appreciate your time this morning.
Pleasure.
John Sadler with us, so race three, number four. We'll have a watch. Matt Kamani's with us. No, it's not, because we've got Matty Kamani. Hello, Matty.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. You've got two running today at Bendigo for Cup Day. Race two, number two. Aspara is your first one, who was second up on resumption at this track 24 days ago over the 1,000 metres. We jump up to 1,100 today. Is that going to be better off for us?
I'm not sure. I would have liked a 1,000 metre race. In fact, we had her in at Warrnambool tomorrow as well, where she was a $1.75 favourite, and that probably would have been the sensible option. But she was drawn a bit wide there, and all her form been on softer ground, and I think she hopefully will improve for good ground today. So I was happy to just take the leap into a higher class of maiden, and there's a few unraced horses there which could be anything, but I feel like she's quite a solid, tough, speedy horse, and I was happy to take the chance today, drawn very well at Bendigo.
Righto, well, that's race two, number two, Apsara, and then you got race seven, number nine, in the cup. Tara Mansour, who's been pretty consistent. Last time was fourth at Caulfield behind Will John by two lengths. But prior to that, we had three wins. And a win over Luna Flair looks all right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It certainly does. That was a real form boost. Yeah, he's been a very good horse for us so far, having come over from England. He came in on a relatively low mark and we were able to pick his races quite sort of cleverly and find races he could win on the way through. Unfortunately, he's now at a slightly tricky benchmark rating of mid-70s, where you know, he has to run in races like this today, where he's out of the handicap, really. So it's not particularly fair on him. He's having to race horses with better ratings and carrying effectively the same weight as them, which certainly puts him at a disadvantage. But I like to think he's a horse that's still got plenty of room for improvement, regarding his official rating. So hopefully he can match up to these today. And I thought it was a good run last time. He probably got left a little bit flat-footed as some of the horses, as Will John surprisingly came flying past us. But he's a lovely horse, and I think I'm hopeful he'll run well.
All right. So which one's your best of the two today, Matty?
I don't know. It's tricky. I'd probably put them in a similar sort of category, both of them. But I think Astara, given her first run and given that it's a maiden, I think she should go very close.
All right, I will take it. 460 the early markets at tab.com.au. Race 2, number 2, Apsara. Have a great Bendigo Cup day, Matt. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.